Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Ayin Hey, the very bottom of Ayin Dalet. We have in the Mishnah again where the Taruvis takes place, various Karbanis become mixed in. So the Mishnah tells us, Kachim, Bekachim, Min Bemino, they're the same. Min Zeyikrav, let it be brought, L'Shei Mishahu. And the Mizayikrim L'Shei Mishahu, whoever it's supposed to be brought for, let it be brought. Kachim, Kachim, it's Min Bemino. I mean, this is Ruvein Shlomim and Shimon Shlomim. We don't have to know who's who. Whoever the Shimon, the Shimon Shlomim, and we're bringing a Shlomim, let it be brought for Shimon, whichever one it is. If it's Ruvein, so let it be brought for Ruvein. Then the Mishnah says, Kachim, Kachim, Min Mishahino, Mino. Then it's getting a little bit more complicated. But in a case, let's say, where at least Mimamino, whichever one it is. You have two carbonists that are the same thing, same Min Behema, the same carbon. One's Ruvein and one's Shimon, let the Kayan bring. This, I don't know whose it is, but if it's Ruvein, let it be Ruvein. If it's Shimon, let it be Shimon. Bring the Gemara of Ahabai Smicha. What happened to the din of smicha, though? Smicha, you can't, it's like we mentioned before, at the beginning of the parak. Habayi smicha, what happened to the mitzvah of smicha? And which l'chayra, it comes out now you're being mevatulit. Amar Rav Yosef, the carbon nashim. We're talking about a carbon that does not need smicha. For what? For example, carbon nashim. What would you do about that? A carbon anashim. Carbon anashim lo. What would you do? It would not be kosher by the taruvis. What's the Gemara asking? What do you say? You were talking carbon nashim. Carbon nashim lo. Well, let's see what will happen by the carbon of anashim. See what happens by the carbon of anashim. Don't think Gemara. Don't we find the following to be true even by the carbon of Anashim? Esme Abaya, carbon yachid shenisarim the carbon yachid. Let's say you have a carbon yachid that's nisarim and a carbon yachid, or the carbon seabor shenisarim the carbon seabor. The carbon yachid, the carbon seabor shenisarim uzebazeh. What happens when you have this type of Taruvis, you don't know which one's which. Nice and Dalit Matanis, we call Echad V'Echad. What do? You take the Dalit Matanis, whichever it is, let's say Shlaim Shein Arbas, you have the Shlaim Shein Arbas. You can have even by Chatos, you do the Dalit that are done or the Kronis. Nice and Dalit Matanis, we call Echad V'Echad. Let's say with the Evans, you did one matana from every one of them, then Yatsu. Of course, this is a reference to the Mishnah that we have in Perek Veshamai. We know that the din is that the Karbanis, some that require Dalit Kronis, Chatos Fitzaydis, where one is Ma'akiv, the other ones are not Ma'akiv, Shnayim Shein Arba. Let's say you did Shlaim Shein Arba, you didn't do all Arba. But the Evid, you did one Matan, it's also good enough, like the Mishnah told us at the very beginning of Perek Veshamai. Veshamai said, that's the Gabe Yechatos, the Gabe Kronis, and you need one or two that are the Evid. But if we go like Mishnah, that even one Karen is good enough. Mikol Echad V'Echad. V'Nosan, Matan, Mikol Echad Yotzah. V'Nosan, Arba, Bikulon. Let's say you did Arba Bikulon, then it's Yotza. You did Arba Bikulon, you Yotza also. Rashi over here says Arba Batonis, Lament Amonisarvo. Again, let's take a look at the Rashi. Carbon Yachin, Shenisar, Bikulon, I said in carbon, carbon Yachin, the carbon Seymour, Gain, Isayer of Anasi, Bisayer Haragolim. Well, here you have a case, a carbon Yachin and a carbon Seymour. Oh, Ayla mi Ayla. Im nasa matana mikol echad yatsa kini yamra perk me shabai. Of course, it does not apply by Chatos Chitzpanimi. There, all four of them are Ma'akev. And Arba Matanis, Shtayim Matanis, Shehein Arba Kama. What are we referring to over here? You did, let's say, whatever you did, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Like a Shlomo. So, Tlatay Mamed Var Mamum Shedizarvo Chayim. When do you say that? That's all Mamakai where they became the Tsar of Chayim, up when they were alive, Avol the Tsar of Shlutin. Let's say after the Shechita took place, Noitzein Arba Matanis Mikulon. In that case, you bring the Arba Matanis from all of them. Inosad Matana Achas Mikulon Yatsa. You do four. If you didn't do four, then one itself is good enough. Because like we just got finished saying, one matana itself is good. Like, and here it says, Rashi over here comes and he brings, Nisar Mushkutin, Ama Nisar Mushkutin, Ama Nisar Mushkutin, Ama Nisar Arba Matanis, Miko Echad Mekatchila, when they're alive, Ama Nisar Mushkutin, Shenim Lal Dama Mekais Echad. Here you have, all of the Dam became more than one Kais. Nisar Dalin Matanis, Mikulat Yachad, Shehare Yesh Kad, Mishneihem, Kasare Yesh Bilim. Whatever you do, and so what you're really doing is doing two in one shot. What you're really doing is you're doing a Shtayim Shein Arba, let's say, from the both Dumim that became mixed in together. So by doing one act of Shtayim Shein Arba, you're really doing two karbonis, the zrika of two karbonis. Therefore, that itself is good. No, you don't need that. You have one maizah zrika done for both. So therefore, it's good enough. Leisein arba matanis mikul dinosan matana achas mikul eretz yotza. And Rabbi Yomer, it's not. Ryan es ha-matana. You have to examine how you made the matana. If you add a sufficient shear for each one of the karbonis shearer, for he had enough for two. But if not, then it's a sulu. There's a shiloh when hazah tzricha shear, hazah does not need a shear. But katani, we did learn yachid dunya to tzibur. But however, we did learn that a yachid is diamond with tzibur. What happened over here? And Tzibur got mixed in with the Yachid, or Yachid got mixed in with the Yachid. Any of the combinations that we said before, they got mixed up. What are we talking about? The whole thing is a carbon nashim? It can't be a carbon nashim, obviously. Carbon Tzibur, you can't come and say something that's carbon nashim. Mad Tzibur, Gavri, who are the Tzibur? Who are we talking about? Men. Spashtas, so that what would be the case of a yachid and a yachid that we just said before? Yachid, yachid, shenisar, becarbon, see, yachid. The first case that we brought, I say, abaye, carbon, yachid, shenisar, becarbon, yachid. Who are they? Yachidim means gavri, the same way as, well, we're talking about a tzibur, about tzibur gavri, at yachid gavri. Ah, is that right for smich? There it is, you do it anyway. We want to know why. I'm a Rama. What do you mean, Mitzisbra? You think Havataretzahi, Diktani, Bamed Varim Amurim, Shenisarvu, Shenisvarvu Zayim. What did we just got finished saying? It's all Bumakai where they got mixed up when they were alive. Abubisarvu Shutin, Lo. Mali Chayim, Mali Shutin. In Shutin, it's not. So why should there be a difference? By the crisis. Rashi over here comes and tells us, that his Rahabit Tarekstahi, the high Chayim Dafkahu, then you think it's Kashi, you think when it says Chayim, the name Anisarvu, Koinem, Smicha, what do you think? It's talking about Chayim that happened before the Smicha, you think that's what we mean? Paktani Amoshutim Lo, Lo Boy Dawit, Mikol Echad Lukatchila, it doesn't need four hazos or hazrikas from each one. Umishchutin nami mashkach hazla. The boy, the kigayin, shenisar vukaisis vukaisis. Being Yadua. When it says they were alive, what do you think? Alive means Dafka alive. What's the contrast that we have over here? As opposed to Shchutin. Now, what's the difference by Shchutin? Shchutin is, the difference is only because by Shchutin, it's all the Sarav in one kois. Let's say there was Shchutin, there was Sarav in separate koises. So it'll be the same thing as Chayim. So Chayim does not really mean Chayim. Could be the same thing that they were, the koises were mixed up as opposed to one kois. Shchutin nami mashkachas la. The boy, the guy, Shetty Sarvel, Kaisis, Bekaisis. The A, Yadua. Aza shall say, Aza shall say, below name the Luadonim, Bekaisachot. It doesn't mean Dafke. We're talking about it always doesn't mean Dafke. It has to be Dafke because we have the same, the whole thing is only as a contrast to the case of Shkutu where it's one Kais. Ella, what does it mean? Ella, hi, Chayin. When it says they got mixed up when they were alive, it's lav davka. Chai chai lav davka. The ikar is that they were separate cases. The hachi ka'amar, what it's really saying in the braisa is, v'abed dvarim amurim netzarech arba matanis. Mikol lechad v'katchila. Shenisarev shutin. Kaisit v'kaisis. The Haidu Ke'ev Chayim. That's what all it means. And therefore, what are you asking from here? The Chol Chad Mechudei Koi. Ava Leinachin Ami. Ava Babayl. Where it's in one Kais, where the whole thing is mixed in. Shnei Hadamim L'Seich Kais Echa. That's the contrast of the Brisa. But we're not talking about Babish when they were alive. Leisein Arba Matanis Mechulon. Bahashta. Therefore now, Lekha Liosuve Smicha, now you won't be able to ask the Kasha by Smicha. The Liacha Shchita, Lu Smicha, they are the Liacha Shchita Smicha Nisarvu. When did it become Nisarv? After the whole thing is over, after the Smicha. Avokainen Smicha, Enechanami. Avokainen Smicha, Lo Yeirat, Saludivi Akal, nobody would hold that works. And therefore, maybe the whole Mishnah that we're talking about is only talking about a carbon of Nashim. Again, Amul Nisarmu Shchutin, Lo Bali Chayim Ali Shchutin, Elohi Kama, again, Amen Varam Amurim, Shenisarmu Shchutin, Ki Ein Chayim, Bekaisis, Amul Bavailu Naisin Dala Matanis Lekul, Amin Nasa Matana Achas Kuzul and Yatsa. And Rebbe Omer, what we had Rebbe, what did Rebbe say? Ryan is a Matana, we examine the Matana, if there's enough for each one, Shera, Bin Lapsula. Which means that Rebbe holds, it seems, there's a shear for Hazab. That Gemara is, he's in the Rebbe High Svara. Don't we learn that like that? Let's pause here for a minute or two. What you have over here is, first of all, the Gemara says it's the rates of the whole thing only by Nashim. Right, so without the Gemara says it's only by Nashim, then we have a problem from this Brisa. Because it has to be speaking of it, in light of the way we said before. It has to be a case by Nashim, and over here it's men. You know, there are men that are exempt from Smicha also. For example, the Mishnah tells us in Menachos, a blind person is pushed from Smicha. A blind person brings a carbon. There's no did smicha by a blind person, a suma. The reason is, because we have a learned it from a Zereshava, there are two reasons in Zereshava. One is that we learned it out from, Barham Dabashel Sibur. And you can't have a blind person, Nasu Itach, he has to be a member of the Sanhedrin. And a blind person is, it's disqualified from being a member of the Sanhedrin. So what I learned it from a Zereshava, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah Dabsani Gimel, that we have in Menachos, that the Mishnah tells us that a Suma is exempt from Smicha. He doesn't have Smicha. You can have a case like that. So let's say we're setting it out by Nashim. Well, Nashim is Lav Davke Nashim. Nashim is an example of those that are potter.
He has no hand.
Pardon me?
He has no hand.
The same type of thing. It's going to be like that. Yeah, we're going to have a mum like that. So if you're going to ask a Kasha from a Brisa that says it's talking mechayim. There has to be done it to men. So talking of men, do you think when we said women, it's looking dafka? Well, women is an example of those that are putter. That has some reason for the brisa to ask a kasha for the brisa. Those are by the brisa. It's talking about men. What kind of men? Men that are similar to Adat to Nasha. Men that are exempt for whatever reason. To be, he's a balmum who is disqualified for the member of the Sanhedrin. Then, it's fair why the Machshin held that this was such a kasha. Well, you have, it's not only, you can have men that are a puppet from Smicha. It's a Mishnah, we learned out, did the Raisa, Zigzar Sakosuf, that not everybody is Chayvik Smicha. That's a. Taisvis comes, of course. We have over here, well, by Smicha. Well, we started with this. Really, we do have very big, some big yisaitis. Taste over here comes at the beginning, at the bottom. Rabbi Shmicha, lo matzi lishnuyi. The word doesn't want, to answer, but the word couldn't answer. Maybe he's talking about a knife. Maybe he's talking about a chatzis oif. Oilus oif. Is not this Shmicha by oifis? Maybe that's the case. All right. But the Mishnah made me hold the Mishnah is mashma, it's talking about behemoths. Well, can it be shouty bear call I get? Gabi Shalech Atoso Bibdinas Ayyam. The Gemara asks him by Smicha. And the Gemara answers there, Bachatasoif. Maybe he's talking about the same thing here. Dahab is Vachim Bairi. That's the first line of the Mishnah, Kalas Vachim Shedisarv. The Ifis Lab the Damian. The Mishnah can't be talking about that anyway, because the Mishnah, remember, is also talking about those cases that it's Yerad Sheis Toiv, and you redeem it. So can't be talking about Oifus. Lekadabi the Beimar. Member be no. Maybe we're talking, just like Bechor. The Bechor Obaisa. The Baisa, Bechor Baisa, the Baisa got mixed up that way. And over there, there's no smicha. Bchor, Meiser, Pesach. Maybe that's the case. Bchor, Meiser, Pesach. There's no smicha. No smicha. Maybe we're talking about a carbon. There is no smicha. Like that. Bchor, Meiser, Pesach. There's no smicha. Bashman, the Meiri, Bchor, Kor, Kutchim. So we have ways, really, of getting out of the real, of the problem. Tremor, like, maybe because we can also set it on. We can learn it how to speak in Malukma the Irish. All right. The Irish, we have the Machlekes, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. Well, the Irish is Saibach, or the Irish is not Saibach. We had it before, of the Vav, right, the Yajemin, who be given the Gemara's at the beginning of Tamura. The Gemara brings at the Anarcha, where the Gemara's family of Machlekes, whether the Irish is Saibach. We had it here in Svachim Odafa. Irish. Like Rabbi Yehuda's is Yairish Eidah Saibach, Yairish Eidah Meimer. Yishleima Diktani Dunya Dechatas V'yosha. All kinds of ways that Taisus comes. V'tayimar. We have another way. Lukba V'yaro. V'tabe. We can set it out by an RL at a tabe. That cannot do smicha because they can't come into the Azara. The Mishal say carbon they say they could send their carbonis. Can they have been prepared to come in Nishchat? And even though they are not capable of doing smicha because they can't go into the Azara, they take a biyai fiery a carbon in Hassam, Chalas Vachem, Aram, Tabet, Mishal said, biyai vlab zevachu. We have the, ways that we're able to get out of it. We talk about a case of an RL and a Tame. An RL and a Tame. No, what does he mean exactly by an RL? Tame, we understand. Because that's an item we have talking about a Tame. Alright, why could a Tame not do Smicha? Obviously, because he can't go into the Azara. What about an RL? An RL cannot bring a carbon to do smicha. Why? Because he can't come into the Azara? What's the answer of that? That already is not so pashut. He's assuming that what we're talking over here, maybe the case of he's not doing smicha, is by an orel and a tamei. Tamei is tamei. We can understand that. By orel, it's not so pashut. He holds that an orel cannot do smicha. Why is it that an orel cannot do smicha? He's not allowed to come in. Why is he not allowed to come in? Is he coming in betuma? What is that? He can't become betuma. Why would it be like that? What are you going to say?
We assume that an arel is a tame.
What?
We assume that an arel is a tame. By chagiga, we have that.
Because Rabbi Akiva's did that arel ki tame. But what does it mean that an arel has a din like a tame? The gabe certain psulim. If you touch an orel, you become tame? No, you do not become tame, Taisva says. Taisva said, Chagige, on Daftalit says, even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that an orel is kitame, it does not mean that he's babish tame. What's it say? Hilchas Tuma Tara, there's no din that an orel is tame. What is that tame? He has a din, certain things he's not allowed to do, like we're saying over here, he won't be able to do smicha, certain things that he won't be able to do. But if a person is maga, he touches an orel, he does not become tame. If an orel touches food, touches a keli or something, it does not become tame.
Same by orel,
yeah, what does Taisvis mean? He's not, if an RL goes into the Azara, see, five chorus for Tomei, for going into the Mikdash with Tuma?
Absolutely.
No, and that already, he would not be a Bechal, that did. He does not have that did. In which case, it's not that much, it's what Taisvis means. Tomei, someone has stolen too, RL ki Tomei, but RL ki Tomei does not mean that. It's a very exciting sticking thing over here when we talk about an RL. The Gemara tells us in Yavis. Pardon me?
He's Potter from Rhea. I think the Raman Pasuk had an aura of Potter from Rhea.
Okay, it's fine.
But because of that, aura could come.
Really becomes tame. That's where Taisus and Chagiga and Naftalin comes.
Right.
The bottom, you have a Chagiga where you are in Florida, they have a...
Yes, of course, I have brought a whole shas here.
What?
I had a whole shas. I've had a shas sent over here. I have a whole...
You have what?
I have it also over here in my iPad. But
right, if you have it, you have it.
Pick it
up. You know,
but I have it also from the Rambam. And then you also remember we have.
All right, see, and take a look at Taisus. Okay. Dalit on the base at the bottom. Take a look. Very important in the Kudo here also. We talk about Aron Kitame. But the Gemara does tell us, the Chavah Pashas of Pashas, so what the Gemara means is, but the Gemara tells us in Yepamis, on the Fayyad base, the Gemara says that in Orel, it's not that he's really Tame, but he's Mos. The Gemara says a Svara, and the Gemara says that the Paslus of an Orel in Yavamis, the Gemara says that the Subsul of Mius.
You have
to
respond,
I
can't do it?
Yeah, yeah. He's not, we don't allow him in the, according to this, what it means, we don't allow him into the Azara to Smicha. We don't want him doing Smicha, but Makam where he's an Orel. He's a repulsive thing. I mean, we're at the, I didn't realize what you meant. You mean even where it's Rishonos, but Mitzvah Basmila. Yeah, but that doesn't make a difference. Even if he's not deliberate, I don't mean he's a deliberate because he's an Avayad. Not that, because he's not deliberate. The Sheb Arel is someone that's Mos, and because of that, even if it's not deliberate and it's not his fault,
but
Avah became.
He's stressed.
He's what?
He's stressed. You don't know what's going on.
That doesn't make, yeah, but he is. That doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make, intrinsically he's Mos. That doesn't make a difference. That part, whether he's stressed or not, that part is not a non-sequitur.
Yeah,
but that's a non-sequitur. It doesn't make a difference in that. He doesn't have to have a sign on him. There's some intrinsic passless because of that. And that's what we mean. What we have over here, stop, it's an interesting thing. We have to deal with this anyway. Oh, what's this thing I'm talking about, that we're talking about of RL? And even if you go like Rabbi Akiva, then RL Kitame, what does it mean, RL Kitame? That doesn't mean that he's Babish Tame. And therefore, Satay says, why don't we talk about that? We could talk about that. Why not? Shloima says, now he the git came and sheesh adai. So we have different things. Toysmas. So therefore we have, that's what he's asking over there also. It says that he cannot set. Lukma, but set tonight by Inaro Matame, who are able to set shluchim. We can say, so the din is said shluchim. All right. It's not right for smicha. So it's not right for smicha. Niteva b'yayif, but if a kamrin and hasam, there's an chalas vachay baro b'tabe b'shalchin, and even not a knife. The b'yayif, bab zevachu. All right, so we have all these cases where it seems to be a conundrum that they're sending karbonis even without smicha. So what is it? Yeah, so what is it? So of course we say, what would be the reason? A person's an oinus, for whatever reason, it's not going to be a problem. They said, what happens to the din of kala roi labila? A bila is bila ba'kemis. Let's say it has to be roi for smicha. Tosfos that deals with, and that's what the Tosfos is going on. What about all those cases that we have? Where a person is able to bring korbanos even though he's not right for smicha, and why isn't it like that? Even a smicha, the Gemara calls smicha shiarei mitzvah. It's not ma'akim, it's shirayim. It's a shiarei mitzvah. And they were certainly not ma'akim in the korban. So what would the Gemara here be saying anyway? So it's not smicha. So it's right for smicha, so it's not smicha. Taisa is asking, why isn't it that it's going to be ma'akim because of din of kol ha'roi l'bila? Kol she'ein ha'roi l'bila is bila's ma'akemis, and it's not roi for smicha over here. So then you should say that it's ma'akim. Taisa b'chalik. It's l'chayra what we have over here. I mean, if you're going to stow it soon to that, even though smicha is not a din, l'chayra, it's going to be toloi, whether or not you say, the klal of klal of a kol haroi bilay bilam akevis. It's my side from there. We would be able, I don't want to get off on a tangent over here. But the shal is how we view smicha. Is smicha then in the chatz of the carbon, or it's a separate mitzvah, b'shas akrabas carbon? Man, because, for example, Tysus has the kasha, in Kiddushin, when Tais says, you have a miut that Nashim do not do smicha. B'nei Yisrael Saimchit, B'yein B'nos Yisrael Saimchit. Frank says, what? Isn't it Pashit? It's not saying Shaz Magrama. Shaz, what kind of a question is that? It's not saying Shaz Magrama. What will happen to the dinner of the carpet? It's almost like saying, how can an Isha's carbon do smicha, do zrika? It's mitzvah seisha, it's my grubba. What kind of a kasha is that? The cuts of the carbon needs zrika. Something to do with a mitzvah. Not a separate mitzvah, bishas akrabas carbon. So what is it? A carbon needs shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. And the katzila, it's not ma'akim, but it needs smicha's bailam also. Or maybe it's not like that. The avaydus hakarbon are the four avaydus. That was another thing. There's a mitzvah that when a bialim brings a carbon, he has a mitzvah of smicha. Let's say a person in some mitzvah says shes ragrami, he doesn't have that mitzvah. But it has nothing to do with the chetz of the carbon. If Tysus is asking that kasha, then that's what the premise of the kasha is, that mitzvah seishas magrama. But again, like we took the menachas, there could be different dinim. We can, maybe there are two dinim that we have. The dinim of smicha, remember? The Gemara even says, let's say the carbon of a guy. There's no smicha by a guy. He's one of the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah in menachas, that's not b'chal smicha. But yet there's a tzad. All right, fine, very nice. But maybe Kaihadim should do it where he can't do it. The carbon needs smicha. That then would tell you that it's not stava mitzvah incumbent upon the bala carbon. Is it then the carbon needs smicha? Oh, that's a different thing, a whole different discussion. If we would have such a tzad. to
would
say.
Would be like Nesachim. The Rebbe would be like Nesachim, that Mevi'in.
Nesachim
of a guy. I'm talking about a carbon of a guy, that they still have to bring Nesachim because it's part of the carbon, one of the accoutrements of the carbon itself. Even though he is potter from bringing it, but the Tzibur brings it for him.
Yeah, we would be able to come and say Nesachim, it's a... I don't know if you're assuming like that, that it's on the Sachem. You could, the Pasha says it is part of the Avodah Sakar, but by the Sachem.
But
Gabi Smicha, we certainly have these studded that we have to deal with. That's what we discussed when we learned Menachos. Those Gemaras over there on Sadi Gimel. What the din of smicha by the carbon is it a din that the carbon is mechayim the smicha, or it's a separate mitzvah b'shas hakarbis carbon that the Bailam has a mitzvah. So the Gemara, however, over here says what is the case? So the Gemara is talking about a case. The Gemara says nasha. There's a little drop shver over here because. But it says Noshim, it's just an example of those that are not, to the extent the Gemara takes it so seriously, this parents of Noshim, the Gemara is easy to answer Akasha from this Bryson. The David is aiming on this Kasha, Taki. The David Salvech. Wait, the Gemara is, there are other Kabbalists that are men that are Bunder also there, but that's by a Summa, for example. All right. The Gemara says, then a daichik. All right. Yeah. Nothing earth-shattering as a teretz to this. But what do we have by Rebbe? Rebbe would seem to tell us that he holds us a shear for Hazah. Therefore, he holds you have to have the kidei shear for each one. And if you think about it, what do you mean? It'll be Yisrael, the Rebbe, high svara, Bahatanya, we learned in Parah. We have a din at Para, a din, the Gabi Dinim of Para, that says, Abba Rebbe, Ledivre Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lashita, Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah Kol Shehu, Mitaharis, Hazah Eda Tzricha Shir, Hazah's Mechem, here what do we have him get? Vahatanya, Abba Rebbe, Ladivrei Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah Kol Shehu, Mataharis. That even when a person goes and they do Hazah Benechatos, took here by Hazah Benechatos. See the Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer, we're talking over here, the Gabi Mechatos. We're talking about being Mazah, the Mayim of the Mechat for Paradum. One that we have. Rabbi Lezer says, Yaza Shteyazos. Again, he speaks a din that Rabbi Lezer is speaking about, and he hills that it does not need a shear for how much you're sprinkling. Hazah Kol Shehu, Mitaharis. That even a Hazah, no matter what kind of, how much water you have, see the top Rashi Chodamilsi, Shazah Kol Shehu, Mitaharis. Lakaba Mefarish. Why do two? Hazah kol shehu b'taharis. Why? Hazah ain't a trichashir. Hazah, mechza kosher, mechza posel. When you have hazah, mechza kosher, mechza posel. Klaima Rashi here tells us. V'loi teima hada hazah kol shehu. The b'taharis mu'etis. Im ain't... Im eini matarubis psuo, el afilu yeshi matarubis psuo, kshera, it's kosher. Umechtos, love dafkit, ela leka shir, but rather it's never because some of the bacon do under the mountain dumb. What we're talking about is, for the dinner of hazah, mechatas, hazah, koshu, mataharis, hazah, zaynet, reka shir, and let's say you have a hazah of some of the water, that's good, it's legitimate. And for some reason, there's a psuul in another part of the water. Maybe did malach or something with the other part of the malach of the water. Well, so that's also good. Hazah, mefza kosher, mefza posul. L'dvarav de Rabbi Eliezer. So you see what? Wait, it's good? Why? It doesn't even share. Even if you have a hazah of half and half, it's good. Yeah. So we're equating hazah the bechatas with the hazah of the dam. And then that thing about our answer says in the dvar of the Rebbe Lozer Kalamar. Or, we may say basal the chud and the sin of the chud. The pashtus is, the pashtus was asking, assuming that if Rebbe holds like that, by the Hasol Bechatos says the same thing over here, and the Gemara says that it's not true. What is not? And Isarvu, Mimchar, a Meiser, the Bever, the Mishnah tells us, what do you do? You eat it, because it's not right for pidyon. And you eat it like the Mechar HaBaiser. You have to treat it like Mechar HaBaiser, and it's not right for pidyon. Amar Rabbi Bar Chaba, Mechar LeBeishamai. The din of a Mechar, according to Beishamai, Beishamai is Machmer by a Mechar, and they hold, even though it gets a mum, you cannot give it to someone who is too young to be gufo. Not a regular person, dummy. A regular person can eat it. But an isha has an abatuba, where there's tuba, young to be gufo, right? Beis Shammai holds that she's not allowed to eat it where it's a mkhar that has a mum. Even though it's quite some mum, it's not right with carbon at all. It's did a psul abudash. It's also mkhisa ba'avayda, but it doesn't have, but you can eat it. Rishabai still holds that you have to be machmer the gabi certain dinim of tumei machilu lenidus. What?
Zava, same
thing, yeah. Tumurasa. However, let's say a person makes a tumura by a b'chor. What's the din there, ma? Over there, tumurasa. How are we machmer by the tumura of a b'char ba'al mum, or are we not? To be rosso mahu. What is the din over there? Here, the Martin Rashi over here comes and tells us, no, we don't have the Rashi. Rashi, hey, machilu, so they need this, where he says that din. Okay. So now, Amit Rabbi Barchaba, b'char le shamai. How chomer do we have to be the gabi? It's the gabi the tumura. Is it as the same din as the mechar itself? And chomeris, whatever chomeris that we have the gabi the mechar, they're going to be carried over to the tumura also. Mechar eino nifta. All right, we have it in by a mechar that there's no pidyon, as we've been saying all along. You can't be pidyon. What's the din of Tumura? Also, there's a din there are buddies. Bchar, Eino, Nishka, Balitra. When we talk about a bchar, you don't weigh it with a scale like you weigh other psuli abudashim. The reason is it's a mizayim. Because by doing that, you're treating it like some commercial thing. Normally, you do it because you get a better price. But a b'char, you're not getting it. You can't do that any. No opinion. B'char, ain't no nishka b'litra. What about t'murasama? Does that have the same chumra the Rabbanin that by the t'mura, you're going to be, you're not allowed to weigh it in a scale? Amar Rabba, Tanya. B'char, o b'aysa, b'shehumamu. I said tumura. Here we have b'char b'aiser. They get a mum. Then is you're able to make a tumura. The tumura sakeyets amahem, and the tumura has the same din. Now, what is the din, by the way? A b'char tumura's b'char. You're not mocked with it.
The Tashis over here and the Rambam disagree. Who would go?
Let me go. I wanted to the Gemara first. And what Taisa says here, and the Machlok is Taisa with the Rambam, we'll talk about. Let's get the Gemara first. By Rami Bar Chama, Hitfis Pchor LeBerek HaBayis person had a b'char, and he's magdish it for Berakah Bayis. So he has Kedushas Berakah Bayis that's added on to the b'char. Now, Sheishka Balitra. What happened over there? Would he be able to do it? Because over there, because of the other Kedusha, of the Berakah Bayis, it behooves us to go and weigh it to get a better price for Berakah Bayis. If you're not going to do that, Hegdish is going to have a chasarin. Let's say you have a b'char. And if you're going to weigh it, Balitra, you might come in, it might bring, instead of $100, it'll bring $150. And it belongs not only, he was magdisha for Berakah Bayis. If you're not going to weigh it, Balitra, you'll be mopsed Hegdish $50. What do you do in that kind of a case? Rabcha the Hegdish on it? Odilba, Tzilusa, maybe because you're denigrating the Chashinus of the B'char, maybe that supersedes it. Odilba, Tzilusa, the B'char on it. So what happens when you have something which is a greater level of Kedusha, that because of that, you would be able to make more money for Hegdish? What do you do? What does it say here? And you eat it with the dinim of chvar charo baiser. Lava bemra, doesn't it mean the yeda nishka malitra? You can't go do that, Rav. Yeah, because over there, what would happen? Hasam shtei kedushas u'shnei gufim. Hacha shtei kedushas v'guf echad. If you're talking about what we're talking over here, a case where he's magnish, the b'char balmom. So they have both kedushas on top of the b'char plus kedushas b'edekah bayis. The case over there that we would have in the Mishnah is not like that. We're talking over here, replacing it with another behemoth. Also get base kedushas and base gufim. The zvachim that we have, Rashi over here tells us. Also base kedushas and base gufim. As long as I know, also the hegdish, hein kedusha levada, the guf levada, the b'char shadavam lekayin, this kedusha levada. Not a raya, the gabi iron case. We're talking about being magdish something else. That will have its own, kedusha. Let's say he says, Abduli Bachar Shehitisa Lebedeka Bayis, Klub Shaybin Lal. Let's say he says, Abduli redeemed for me a Bachar Shehitisa, he was banished for Bedeka Bayis. Klub Shaybin Lal. What do you mean? You can't do that anyway. What do you mean? He said, what did a person say? Abduli b'char, a person said, make me point it for me a b'char, that he was matzmis for Berakah Bayis. I say, how can you do that? You can't do that anyway, because it's an iser pinyan by Sipana. El amar Ravabi, klum hiknazer, el masha kadulo. What he meant was, if a person has a b'char and he's magdish it for Berakah Bayis, he can only be magdish what he has. Or the what he has, he can't be magdish. Let's say he does not own the right or the kinyan, the schus, to go and be shaka b'litra. His bialis itself is limited. He can't, hegdish cannot get more than what he got. Rashi over here comes, says, Maskim l'Rav Yaisi, by coming by, what kind of a shayla is this? Whether or not he's magnishing for Berakah Bayis, and you want to know whether Hegdish is able to be pointed, Balitra. Tzivi shum, atfasasso, mizalzal in beg. When he says he's magnishing for Berakah Bayis, he can be mizalzal in the b'chor. Umayi l'waymer, hafru b'chor, let's say he said, I want you to be pointed. But this b'chor, you can't do that. It's an issue to be played on b'chor. She yotza l'chula b'tusha, she ain't say l'chula b'tusha, so the gosses will lay off it. They say, he says, and what will happen if you would go and do such a thing? You would take off the issue, he's a vavayda, you can't do that. It's immutable. It's irrevocable, that is. Sheitisa lebedek habayis biyarbu domov. You can't do that either. Klub shayvei lo lavar al divrei Torah. They're going to parchin in. That's how, but this is what it means. You're going to be pushing our shayla of Kablishka. He can only be mandish what he owns. The Karza. The came of the Etzla, the Huter, the Skobalitra. Damn, he has an answer. He can't be doing Belitra. Ain't Yachalakas of Merkabayas. He can't do that. It was Mashma from over here. That it's not Stamet side, is there? It's a din. It's a Hanbala in the Kenyan itself that he has. He can't be Magdish more than what he himself owns. If Kayan owns it, he's not going to be able. He doesn't have the schus. The tyrant never gave, or the rabbanan never gave him the bailus. Look, I'll be doing it, Belitra. Then he can't go and be magdish more than what he himself has. And therefore, it's another pushing. Now, look, Abe, what we're dealing with over here, we have two very big yisaitis in Taisvis that we would be remiss, of course, if we didn't say it. Taisvis comes. In the Taisus Dibri Abaskil, Bechor, Eno Nifta, Tmuraso Bahu. Bahanis Nag, the Tmura. The Barat Bez, there it says, Yeshma opinion, Uchamachola, Tmura, say opinion. Everything has opinion, except Mirachar, Mahabaiser. Lav, Atmuraso Koi. It's not going back on Tmura. Maybe that's different. Maybe it's not going back on that. Maybe the tomorrow can happen again. So what? Let's say you would make pidyon in the tomorrow of the Bukhar. What would it be the gaya that we're talking about? Be later the tomorrow's Bukhar. If there is a din of Tmuras Bechor, whether you can be pointed or not, what are you taking off? Even Giza Ba'avayda, what do you think? You're going to be pointed? The Gabi Giza Ba'avayda? You're going to do the pinyin to take the Isra Giza Ba'avayda off. Whenever you do pinyin to any carbon, it's a Gulab Gashim. And it's also a Begizim Vavayda, even though it's Chulin. Even if you say that there's Pinyin. Pinyin never takes off the Gizim Gizim Vavayda. It's every Tzulim Gnoshim. The Labs, Lab the Raisi. Right? Afili Yeshua Pinyin, Asura. Gisharm Tzulim Gnoshim. So what are you clarifying about over here? The Ila Inyin, the Lobayi, the Misal Kayan, but you're clearing about what? Maybe you don't give it to a Kayan. Maybe again, what is going to be the din? What's Tyson saying here? Maybe the pinion of the Tmuras Bechor will help that it says because it does not have the din of a regular Bechor. Right. Then you don't give it to a Kayan. The money will be used for hangdish. But it'll be somewhat for hang.
Who's the money
for? I remember we're going on the side over here. If it's going to be right, it's going to go to hangdish. It's going to go to hangdish. Yeah. We have here making the copy giving it to a Kayan. The Rambam Paskins and Echos Bechiris. What happens by a Tmuras Bechor? Let's say a regular case of a Tmuras Bechor person will be Maimer and a Bechor. So it has Kedushas Bechor. Does it go to a Kayan? Or does it go to the Israel who did it? The Rambam says that Vila Indian will buy the base for the coin, Hotran. Hotran Behenya, Bitmura. She says, you're going to tell what? The Gabi Bitmura, Berge Lukachim. And the Achalas Bemuman Labailum. What do you do with a Tmuris Bachar? The Tmuris Bachar is Necha Bemuman to the Israel. Not like the Rambam who holds that it goes to the Kayan. We have here a Machlaikis. One thing is, we remember, we did mention it, I believe, on Daftes in Zvachim, when we learned Zvachim. That is the din of a Tmuras Bachar. The Rambam holds Befeirish and Hilchos Bechairis. The Rambam says that a Tmuras Bachar goes to a Kayan. Place mislearns and it's Nechav a Mumen Labailim. It does not go to a Kayan. Of course, we have here Rav. Miskarov. The Miskarov comes to tight up what is the Machlaikis Taismas and the Rambam, and that is, according to the Rambam, there are two reasons why a Bechar is able to go to a Kayan. One is because it has Kedushas Bechar. A Timura has Kedushas Bechar. Another reason is because it's a Petarechet. This is not a petarechen, but it has kedushas bechar. Let's say a bechar, for example, is born as a balmum. A bechar is born as a balmum. We had this, of course, a couple times. A bechar is born as a balmum. Who does a bechar go to? It doesn't have kedushas bechar, but it goes to a kayin. It goes to the Kayan. Shlomo Tzinu, remember the Gemara says that it goes to the Kayan. Gemara in the beginning of Eretz by Shabbai. We have the Gemara that says that it's born with a mum. It doesn't have Kedushas Bechar. I mean, to its point it does. It's also Megizim Ma'avayda. But it doesn't have the regular, in which case, why is it that it goes to the Kayan? It's a Petarecha. So when the Shabbos, what is this thing that a Bechar, that a Kayan gets a Bechar? Does he get it because it's a firstborn Petarecha? Or does he get it because Kedushas Bechar is Bechayim that a Kayan is not a Hasadun Matmas Kahuna, he gets it. The Rambam holds that if it has Kedushas Bechar, even if it's not a Petarechem, then it goes to a Kayan. Taisvis argues on that. Taisvis holds that if it's not a Petarechem, even if it has Kedushas Bechar, it goes to the Israel. It will not go to the Kayan. So it won't go to a Kayan. And that's the one thing that we see over here. And that's what was Negeya. The Gemara, remember on Naftes when we dealt with that. But then Tais says another thing. But maybe you'll say, you know why you're going to be able to be pointed? The Ila Indian that it's Nechal, Mitzliya Vachardo, Kedarashidim, like we learned, Labashka Ligdula. What do we have here? We got to mention the Nechalas Mabu in the Bible. What are you going to say? The Ila Indian that it's Nechal, Mitzliya Vachardo, Kedarashidim, Labashka Ligdula, Mashka Ligdula. So what are we going to say? If you're going to be invited, it's going to have the same Kedusha, that it's going to have the same Kedusha, you're going to have to eat it with all the chumras, how we have to eat it by the regular carbon. Okeva delav matanis kahuna hi. If it's not matanis kahuna, okeva delav matanis kahuna hi. Mushayak balabashka. It's not, but so there's nothing labashka. There would be, when do you have to eat a carbon, or if that's not a carbon, I mean, let's say Zerah B'chayayim Ba'keva. It's not a carbon. Zerah B'chayayim Ba'keva. It doesn't have Kedusha. When you eat it, it's Liyah B'chardah. The same way also, whatever you're talking about, when Kahanim eat Achilas Kachim, they have to eat it also, it's Liyah B'chardah. They eat it also, Lamashka Ligadula. The Mashka Ludulam, and that thing will only apply by Kahanim. L'gdula, l'mashka l'gdula, it's referring to kahan and parshas tetzava. On the other hand, we know that Rashi is not like that. Rashi holds that when we talk about the din of l'mashka, Rashi holds that the din of l'mashka will apply even to the chelak ha-Yisrael. When the chelak ha-Yisrael by Karban Pesach, well, Rashi remember tells us, but when Rashi and the Rashbam, Pesachim, remember they tell, Rashi and Rashbam, some tell us that whenever you eat, you have to eat everything ala saifa. Whenever you eat it, eat it ala saifa. Why do you eat the Karban Pesach ala saifa? You eat it because you have to eat it lamashka ligadula like you have by all karbanos. The din, according to the way Rashi learned, the eating it ala saifa, is not unique to Karban Pesach. Like the way Tyson learns, he might come to maybe a break in Ashvir sets. So Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi says it works on Slamashka. That's talking about Israel. It's not even talking about a Kayan. Yeah. So it's for Gechis. But Rashi learns that the Lamashka goes on the Chedakah Israel also, that whenever you have to eat, whenever you eat it, whenever you eat any chaylik on kashim, even not Karban Pesach, you're not supposed to eat it when you're ravenously hungry. Because a mashka l'gdula, a melech, does not eat it that way. And therefore, whenever you eat it, you can't eat it really on a full stomach. You have to eat it on a full stomach. That, of course, not mamish. Can't eat it on an empty stomach. Can't eat it on a full stomach either. But it has to be something which is... At least moderately, something that's going to bring somewhat ala saiva. And therefore, we have this machlaikis, Rashi and Taisus learns that the din of the Lamashka only applies to the Chelak HaKayin, to Matanis Kahuna, and Rashi is not like that. Now, what did the Mishnah at the end come out? Every carbon that can be mixed up, but you can't do it by a chatas and an osha. Maishna chatas v'osha. Why can't you not get it mixed up? That's the reason. Chatas and an osha also have the same thing. No. Not good. Why? Because you can have a chatas that's a zachar also. You can have it. You can start a nasi. High sayer, the high tzemer. And then you can't get mixed up. There's another reason. The sayer is a goat. The sayer is a goat. Goat has hair, not wool. The high sayer, and it's mixed up with a sheep. Oops, they can't get back that mixed up. What's wool, what's hair? Pesach v'yashem da'ami lo ma'ariv. What do you mean? What you can have also is a Pesach and an Asham also cannot. Why? Pesach is, of course, Ha'ben Shana. And an Asham is Ha'ben Shnei Shana. You normally would not be able to mix something up. If it's a one-year-old, within 1 year of its life or two. No, but if I eat Hashem knows if Hashem is Cyrus. Because there it's also 1 year. Nimai Seima. Ika ben Shana, the Melsik ben Shnei Shana, Ika ben Shnei Shana, Melsik ben Shana. That's not really a good simon. Sometimes you can't tell. If it's within the first year of its life, maybe you can't say, you can't really tell. Sometimes you can mix it up. What?
Very mature, what's wrong?
Yeah. To be a mature 1 year old, maybe it looks like it's a 2 year old. Then the opposite is also true. An asham shani sar b'shlamit, an asham that got mixed up with a shlamit. Now, what happened over here? Remember, asham is a kachim kachim tigniyam v'layla shlamit kachim kalim shnei yamim v'layla echad. Asham shani sar b'shlamit Reb Shimon Omer. Shneiem yishchatu mitzafen. What do you do here? You do both of them, the shchita mitzafen, the yaychlo kechaber shemahen, with the chumra of yaym v'layla. that they both have to have, even if it's a shlomit, because you don't know, it might be a nasha. Omru lo emivin kachal the base absul. No, it's not an etzi. You can't do that. Because you're shortening this man of the achila of the shlomim that you would really have to have shnei yomim v'layla echad. The sarvel chatiches, the chatiches though, let's say it's already done and the pieces got mixed up. Kachay kachay b'kachay kalim. There, you don't have an etzi. Hanachalim v'yayim echad. Hanachalim v'shnei yomim. V'layla. There it's no etzi. There you don't have a choice. If you have a choice, then you don't do it. You wait till it gets a moment. It's here, Rashi, starvel. And over here you have pieces. Right. You know what he's supposed to do now? You don't have an answer. But it's had a kabeita rav. Shvias. When you're talking about shvias, now shvias, you know, you can't eat it forever. You can only eat it until the span of the beer comes. Until there's nothing left in the fields for the chayas to, and the chayas and behemoths to eat. Ain't like Nigdo Meha Truma. You cannot use Sel Shvias, which has that limitation of Achila, and use the money to buy Truma for it. You can't tell because it's what's going to happen. The Shvias, the Truma is going to have the limitations of Shvias. They should have bought the Machilasa. Normally, you would be able to eat, there's no limitation at all for Truma. Now you will be able to, you have to, because it gets the Kedusha of Shvias. Because Reb Shimon argued in our Mishnah, the Reb Shimon, you can buy it, even though you're imposing restrictions in the Achila. Like we have in our Mishnah. He said what? Shneyem yishchatu mitzafen, v'yechul kachama shebohem. By truma, you'll say the same thing. In other words, it holds that the din of being kosher the base of soul is not only by a carbon. It'll apply by anything that has kedusha, where you're going to be shrinking the zman of the achila. Even Reb Shimon, it's only what's but the evid, not the katchila, to go and bring yourself into such a matzah. He got Nisarev is one thing. But to go and put yourself into such a mess in the first place, you can't. Look, I feel alone. You see, it's not like that. Kulat Mishayim. All right. All right, Mitzvah Shem. We'll pick it up. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.